station from around the nation. It's the 411. We're sharing a cave. What a way to make your day. Sharing K is on the way. It's the 411. We're sharing K.
This is Dave Nicholson. When I want to know what's going on, I listen to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
I wonder if he's up this early. That would be the question. He used to be back in the
day.
Might be. You know, old newsmen, old DJs, they're up all the time. Let me see. We are. It's the first day of daylight savings.
It sure is.
The first morning.
Yeah, you see the bright sun?
I know.
Orange sun?
Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost bright. But, it was dark at, like, 6.
Yeah, that's
dark.
Right. Yeah.
Mess your mind up. You want to roll over and go back to bed. Like, oh, Lord. Good morning and welcome to the first morning of Daylight Saving Time 2019. It is, can we get the official time check, please?
It is officially, according to satellite time, 7:03.
Oh, and yes. not according to satellite.
Just Central time. Oh. So you're listening online. Central
okay.
time.
Well,
8:03 Eastern.
Oh, okay.
Nashville time 7:03.
Okay.
How about that?
You gonna mess them up? They're gonna be like, "Well, what
people,
time is?"
Some people still don't know Central versus Eastern.
They
versus
don't.
Specific.
They must not know anybody anyway outside.
Well,
of
people
that.
In our industry know, but the ordinary everyday person probably doesn't pay any attention to Central time.
Well, they must not have any kin folks or anybody anywhere, because you know when you call your cousin in California, and they're on Pacific. Or you call your other people in Arizona or wherever, and they're on a different time zone. And that's, you know, the depth at which people pay attention to a lot of things.
Yeah.
And you don't ever have to until you have to, as in all things. But I think it's for us today, I do believe we're going to have a pretty decent day, and it will be just about time, don't you think?
Yeah, it is.
Everybody in the region is feeling that it's overdue. Go a couple more days without rain, because we have been hammer timed.
Yeah,
it has
true.
Rained
so,
so much that we don't need to hear about droughts and all that here, because that should not be the case at all. We are... seeing a couple of days at least through Wednesday that we can get some sun in here and dry some things out, maybe even up until about Wednesday night.
That's true.
So that will be lovely, because the streams are up, rivers up, everybody, every time it rains, it's up everywhere, and folks in this area and across the country are acutely aware that, not more rain. So they just got the water, just went down far enough from the last one we had. But, you know, the areas where it's always flooding and problems, such as the Harpeth River at Bellevue and Davidson and Williamson counties, continue to be under a flood advisory for the rest of today. And also additionally, these will be the same areas that we always have in advisories in the same portions of the city: the Cumberland River near Bordeaux, the Cumberland near Pennington Bend, near Hermitage, near Hunter's Point and Wilson County, the Cumberland River at Dover and Stewart County, And just the list goes on. So if you're near the river, you all know the drill. You've been dealing with that for many years, that the area continues to be in flood advisory status. So keep that in mind as well. And also near Clarksville, Montgomery County, and the Stones River, near Donelson. So as you're traveling around, do keep that in mind for you in the city today. Now, we're looking pretty good, though. I mean, to be honest, the temperature is, well, I think everybody can agree. We can all touch and agree 63 is good.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's mighty good. And tonight, 41. Not quite as cold as it's been. 59 tomorrow, sunshine in the city. 60 on Tuesday. And look at Wednesday, 71.
Yeah.
Oh, boom, boy. That's good. I know it.
That's open your windows and let the breeze
in. Digging it out. Yeah. Like, hey, I can see it now. They're going to be out riding bikes, walking the dogs, and on those little scooters, and what else? Motorcycles and... everything. Just be doing everything. People be everywhere. Can't wait. And but be careful out there. You know, that foot traffic too is going to be up. You know, runners and walkers.
That's right. It's the season, isn't it?
Man, you got to watch out for everything. So, but what they need to do too is watch out for us.
That's true.
You know, don't just assume.
That's true.
Because they darting and, you know, carrying on with them little things, and everybody's...
From scooters.
Yeah, got their headsets on. You better take them things off so you can watch where you're going. So you hurt somebody out here. Anyway, let's see. Today... we're going to start giving away some tickets to the upcoming big deal at... the Ryman with the Fist Jubilee Singers in the IRE.
Oh.
Isn't that lovely?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
Oh, it is.
And we happen to have two Jubilee Singers here as interns. Isn't that
and
something?
They,
two.
And
not
we
one,
have
but two.
Not asked them to sing
yes.
one
You know
song.
What? That's right.
Have not.
Yeah.
So, I'm saying, but that'll come later. I want them to save their chords, their vocal chords for these performances.
Right.
The event is the 23rd at the Ryman. So, starting this morning, we're going to be giving away some pairs.
That's next Saturday.
Yeah, the 23rd.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We'll be giving away some pairs at 8 o'clock at the Ryman Auditorium. And I understand that it is a dazzling, beautiful show with NDRE and her performance and then the singers. And
yeah.
What they do, and apparently she enjoyed it that much last year that she wanted to come back and do it again with them.
Okay.
So that must have
make
been
it a tradition,
a moving experience for her as well.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you want to go, you don't touch the dial, because I'll be having you to call here shortly and give you a chance to win the tickets. Now, a couple of notes, quick notes. Okay. Let me ask you your pronunciation, because everybody, I've asked four people, they all say the different thing. Philemon, Philemon, people say different things, okay? So, you know, that's what today's book is.
Okay, let me see.
It is, Fred Shireen is coming back.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's a good Bible teacher.
And, Philemon, yes.
Okay, some say Philemon. Some say Philemon.
Yeah.
Some just butcher it.
Yeah.
Philemon. I mean, you know, I've just heard, you know.
Yeah.
So,
this is going to be good. He breaks these books down.
Yeah,
I
does.
Love his series.
He does.
Yeah.
He really does. And I think we've already had about, what, 8, 6 of them?
If that many, yeah.
So today's is on Colossians and Philemon.
Okay.
or hate, you know.
It might be flaming. It's so rarely used. I'm trying to think now the last time somebody said, let's go to the
book. Well, they haven't. That's why I wanted to
They
haven't.
Is that in the Bible? That's not right. Really used.
They haven't.
I'm like, wow, okay.
that's why I'm going to have this one. In the first century A.D., one of the most well-read, articulate, intelligent, and highly educated men of the time was imprisoned by the Emperor Nero for his faith. While he was in daily danger of death, he took the time to write a number of letters to his good friends that have stood the test of time. Two of these letters are now part of what we call the Bible and are known as Colossians and Philemon.
Hmm.
Okay, so it's letters to friends.
We'll find out shortly.
Yeah, we will. And he'll be going into all the history and all that kind of stuff. And as the book is being described, it says, in your hands, you now hold a superlative study that will aid one in understanding and applying many of the truths this man, known as Apostle Paul, hoped to impart before he died. These timeless truths have helped millions of people down through the ages and are now even more accessible to us. So in the, as part of what he's going to be talking about with us today, the nature of true faith and hope, and he's also going to help us discover how one's life can be improved by applying the ancient truths of the scripture, the observable and objective nature of God and philosophy, and how a proper understanding of it can enhance one's life. So, and that's the understanding part that people are having the trouble with because they don't get it. And maybe hopefully something that is said today or in your life today will help you have a better understanding so you can do the application process and apply the principles and then bless the Lord for sure. So that's coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour. And also on Wednesday, we're going heavy and deep a little bit. Much talked about in the African-American community for many years, and also nationally as a legal precedent, the story of Plessy versus Ferguson.
Hmm.
And this will be on America's journey from slavery to segregation.
That's going
to
be good.
Oh, yeah. Going to explain a whole lot. The book is entitled Separate.
But Equal.
Yeah, this is not But Equal. This is just called Separate.
Just Separate.
Yeah, just period. And the author is, I'm happy to have a critically acclaimed author on the show Wednesday, Steve Luxenberg. He spent 30 years as the Washington Post senior editor, and he also has won 2 Pulitzer Prizes.
All right.
So I'm looking forward to this discussion on his new book. This one of them good ones, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this book is nice. There's a lot here, a lot. So that will be coming up on Wednesday. Now let's talk headlines here for a minute. Let's go into what's going on here in the state of Tennessee. Several judges say Metro Nashville government willfully violated a chancery court order blocking the city from revoking numerous home rental permits. The Tennessean reports the chancellors blame Metro Zoning Administrator John Michael for continuing to demand that the plaintiffs stop operating vacation rentals at their properties despite a court order barring any action until the cases are decided. In response to the decision, Metro Attorney John Cooper said Metro government is prepared to comply with the court's orders. Metro is ordered to pay plaintiffs' attorney fees and costs related to the contempt cases. The rulings came as the city battles over short-term vacation rentals. More than 6,000 short-term vacation rentals have been permitted across Nashville in recent years. the Board of Zoning Appeals hears cases from hundreds of people a year pleading for reversals of their permit denials. I wonder why their denials, like those bed and breakfast style things, I wonder. Mm-hmm. Some of them, people don't want them in their neighborhood.
That's interesting. Well, this has nothing to do with the...
I don't want a bunch of transients in mine either. I wouldn't, you know.
This has nothing to do with the Airbnb thing, does it?
It doesn't specify okay. Airbnb, but it sounds like vacation rental is almost the same concept.
Which I don't understand why they outlawed that. I think, you know, again, big money.
I don't want a bunch of drifters. I mean, I'm not saying people are drifters, but, my neighborhood ain't no hotel. When I live in a residential neighborhood, mm-hmm. and I know people say, well, I make money. Well, what about the rest of us that have to deal with these folks? Because the people that are renting these houses mm-hmm. out and Airbnb, they don't live there. They don't live in the neighborhood. They don't know.
Well, that should be something for the neighborhood, your neighborhood association.
If you live next door to your Airbnb and you can deal with it. But to me, I err on the side of, because I'm a homeowner. Mm-hmm. And please, Lord Jesus.
I get that.
I mean, for real.
I get that. But again,
because you don't know what they're going to do.
But again, that's what your neighborhood association. So when we say, you know, we want to keep government out of our personal, to me, that was a step too far. I've used Airbnb before. When I went to Florida, I think, for Christmas uh-huh. 2 years ago, something like that. New Year's, it was one of them. My friend and I, we went. And so I just think that. It varies.
If you buy your home and you've been in that neighborhood for mm-hmm. a while and you have invested, you know, because, mm-hmm. you know, a home, paying a mortgage is serious business.
Yeah.
Okay, for real. Yeah. You don't want the who shot John, the party animals of that are on vacation, bamming music and getting drunk all night. You don't want them next door. You got to get up and go to work. I mean, hey, I'm just being real.
But yeah, but see, that has to be stipulated in your contracts when you rent your properties out. It varies. There were stipulations when we went. It was myself, Regina, my best friend from high school, and his fiance, and we took a trip. I forgot what part of Florida that was in. And so we stayed there for the weekend just to go for New Year's. Oh, matter of fact, it was a cruise, uh-huh. a little boat ride. And so this guy, as a matter of fact, was in the music industry. I don't know who the guy was, but he had all these gold albums on the wall and all this stuff.
It's all been bought up.
I see more available houses and more available apartments than I've ever seen anywhere.
Well,
anywhere.
They've built a ton of apartments.
And there's a lot of them. They're vacant. I mean, I just see a lot of vacancies.
Because people can't afford to be in them. It's not that they don't have the people to put in them. You know, they can't afford to live there.
And they're still building away.
Right. They can't afford it.
Meanwhile.
So, on the other side of that is an affordable housing crisis.
Exactly.
It's just like, duh. So, it is what it
is. You've got all these major colleges and universities.
As for me in my neighborhood.
Uh-huh. See, that, at
I don't
some point,
want it in
but
mine.
See,
okay?
at some point, I mean, I guess you'll do a show on this, but this is going to catch up to Nashville, because you've got all these major universities. We talked about this. All the major universities, the students here can't afford to live in the city to which educated them. So now they leave. They take their talents and skills somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then now within the city, most people are moving out of the city and commuting in and out.
Well, I tell you where some of them might want to go.
Where?
To Memphis. For $56 an hour.
Wow.
I see it. Okay, let's talk about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking about it myself.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm like, okay, get the calculator. anyway, let's take a time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
If you've got a yard, you may plan on digging in it, like to build an addition, put in a pool, or bury your pirate booty.
Arrgh!
But you should know that throughout the country, there may be pipelines buried underground, and if you hit one, you've got trouble.
Sorry.
So before you dig, call 811 to have any buried pipelines located and marked at no charge.
Call your local natural gas utility or visit pipesafety.org. Brought to you by the Tennessee Gas Association.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411. Support for What's the 411 is being brought to you by Integrity Dental Care. Are you happy with your smile? Are you starting to see bad results from smoking, drinking, bad foods, or soft drinks? Integrity Dental Care would love to help you get your smile back. We do general checkups, cleanings, whitening, and take care of cavities. Consultations are free because Dr. Jacqueline Mitchell wants you to leave better than you came. At Integrity Dental Care, we treat you with integrity and not as a number. All insurances are accepted, including 10 care and cover kids. We're located at Southern Hills Hospital, Suite 314, Building C, and can be reached at 615-445-8700 or online at integritycares.com.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Already Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK, second Sunday in the month of March. And I want to say good morning to the pastor, first lady, and the members of Greater Bethel AME Church. I went to church last week. Hey, that's why the sun was shining.
Okay. Oh, that would be.
Hey, rain last Sunday. Phyllis Qualls Brooks.
All right.
Asked me over the last 20 years.
Better late than never, right?
Well, I'm just saying. She's asked me a bunch. And at Christmas time, I surrendered all, and I told her, yes, I'm coming. And we had, it was a beautiful service, and there are people there that listen to this show, praise the Lord, and the station. So,
well, great.
Yeah, I was indeed glad to hear that, and I certainly did enjoy the service, and my little baby entourage, they enjoyed themselves too. You know, I went to Traveling Saints. My band of, I want to go too. Okay, come on, let's go. So we had a beautiful time, and thank you, Phyllis, for that invitation. And I'm going to take up another invitation next month. I'm going to call him first and tell him because he's going to be so shocked he got to sit down. he has to be sitting down when I say, guess what? I'm really honest to God coming. I do have, I think I got a couple of church announcements I better mention now before I get back to the headlines. This one came from Miss Taylor at, this is, what church is this? The big celebration for the 14th Avenue Missionary Baptist Church.
Okay, right around the corner.
Yeah, they're close by. And they are honoring their longstanding pastor of 39 years this month. 39! Go ahead. The tenure of Reverend Dr. Frank S. Gordon will be celebrated next Sunday, the 17th, March 17th, at the church at their 10:30 a.m. worship service. And under the leadership of Pastor Gordon, hundreds have been added to the congregation, and a new edifice was constructed in 1989. He also, under those 39 years, orchestrated the building of a church in Ghana, West Africa, in 2003. Now, that's beautiful. That man has been busy. The guest speaker for their 10:30 service next Sunday is Pastor Gordon's brother, Reverend Patrice Gordon, pastor of City of David Church in Brentwood. And they're hoping that people who are familiar with the church and the neighborhood and who've been blessed by the work of Dr. Frank S. Gordon will come by the 14th Avenue Missionary Baptist Church as they honor him next week. So I think that I'm looking here correctly that the church is at 2501 Buchanan. Not 14th Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it.
Just the name of the church. So don't be on 14th looking for that church. Go to 2501 Buchanan Street for that service. That's next Sunday. And if you have a church announcement, you can send it to me here at the station. And that's WFSK, PSA, WFSK at fisk.edu, and I'll include yours in the church announcement. This is one that one in particular came from one of our faithful longtime listeners, and she is a member of oh Lord, how come I can't think of the church? It's out there by your church.
Temple?
Yeah. My bad. There's a Spring Magic Dinner Dance fundraiser coming up soon, and it's in April. And I'll be talking more about that as the Sundays go on. And it's a big deal. They're having a big scholarship. They want to give scholarships and et cetera. So if you want to find out about that, at the Temple Church, it's 615-876-7048, 615-876-7048. So that's how we're looking in our church announcements for today. Now, let me get back to the headlines. We were talking just prior to the break. I was just teasing this story a little bit about Memphis, and let's see what we got here. A Tennessee panel has approved a $10 million economic development grant to establish the FedEx Logistics headquarters in downtown Memphis. FedEx Logistics was one of five economic development deals that received the state funding board's approval on Friday. I know they were jumping up and down.
I'm sure.
State Economic Development Commissioner Bob Roth said FedEx Logistics has committed to invest $44 million and create 689,000 jobs, earning $56 hourly on average.
Wow.
Which crunches down during the break, I busted out the calculator, to $107,520 a year.
Wow.
That's just walking in the door money. Praise the Lord, the college graduate
said,
I need to quickly go down out
there. Yep.
Quickly. So, and that's logistics at FedEx. That's the walking in the door stuff. And that is, your parents would be duly impressed if you came home.
Yeah.
And even if you were a parent, you would be duly impressed if you yourself got a $107,000 a year job. You'd be blessed the Lord, and would you tithe? Would you tithe, Brother Lawson?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
So you got that there, and that's a good place for if Amazon's still looking.
You're in Nashville going to be paying that much, they say.
Right.
They say. So we shall see. Anyway, and you know, FedEx is moving those packages anyway.
Yeah.
That Amazon's packaging.
That's right.
So they're going to be hopefully in some kind of working together. A lot of trucks on the road, a lot of planes. The $10 million state grant will help retrofit its building, and that will be the former Gibson Guitar Factory. That will become the new FedEx Logistics from out of Memphis. Other incentives approved on Friday include $1.2 million for trucking company J&J Express LLC in Memphis, $3 million for Brazilian tile maker Portobello America Incorporated in Baxter, $6.5 million for Belgian bus and industrial vehicle manufacturer Van Hull Tennessee Manufacturing LLC in Morristown, and $28,000 for Swedish aluminum engineering firm Granges America Incorporated in Huntington. So, some businesses that don't like socialism got some. Because that is nothing but a shot in the arm from the government, which is called socialism. And it's not a food stamp. And it's not a welfare check. It's a big fat government check.
Right.
So, anyway, now let's see what's going on the East Coast, Memphis, East of Knoxville.
Why don't more of those companies move to more Republican states? You don't ever see them going to, like, Kentucky or
this
Mississippi.
This is a Republican state? Excuse me?
Yeah, but I mean...
Well, this is it. You in it.
This is probably a little more progressive than most.
But look at where
these companies are, though.
Son, you live in Davidson County. Don't get it twisted.
But Davidson County is
you
what
You leave
is what color?
Davidson County, and you go over the county line, you will know just where you are.
That's my point. So the jobs are coming to Nashville. Nashville is more progressive because it's blue. But outside of Nashville,
it's the capital. It's where the lawmakers are.
Yeah.
It's the proximity of
but
it.
But as you was reading that story, I just thought about places like where people, where the Republicans don't want change, don't want this, don't want that, where it's the poverty rate
are
off the chart.
That city is also what I just named.
Yeah.
Is tied first and second between Nashville's the largest cities.
Exactly. And so
They're the largest cities in the whole state.
And so Memphis is blue. And so all I'm saying is where you see all these diehard Republicans and Republican strongholds, you don't see major corporations bringing in businesses that can help uplift those
communities. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
The manufacturers of the vehicles, the cars.
Mm-hmm.
That is a red country.
Where?
Where all these building all these cars? The Nissans and the Saturns and all that ain't no Davidson County. They're not building cars in Davidson County.
I digress.
They're building them all over. And these gun factories where they're building the guns and all, that's all in these counties. I mean, that's all that stuff. For real.
Okay.
All of that. And other manufacturing is done in those counties.
Okay.
Seriously.
So outside of those. I'm talking about abroad. I'm not just... I know we... Like I said, Tennessee is a little more progressive than most.
Well, they have... There's a lot that goes on here in the state.
Okay.
And inside a county or out. Now, they're looking at multiple things when they're making that decision.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking at, you know, what's already in place, the infrastructure, transportation issues, in and out.
Those are valid. That's what I'm saying. Those are valid. I understand that. Some parts of Tennessee are more progressive than most.
And Kentucky got a lot of car places. They building and aren't they building Corvettes or something?
Those
southern states did well on cars.
But what I'm saying is, a lot of when you look across the board across the United States, your red states, and I don't like it is what it is when I say red. I'm not trying to separate, but a lot of your redder states are more of your poorer states in terms of...
I'm telling you now, if you look, and we had a show on about this, at where they're placing, where the auto manufacturers and stuff are, I mean, what do you think that is? Even though I realize Ohio and Detroit are suffering right now.
The state that just voted for Trump, exactly.
But
was it Ohio, where the car places closed down?
Well, this stuff,
Ohio, wasn't it?
And Detroit are both having
one of
problems.
Closed shut their doors.
Mm-hmm. But this stuff, it didn't just happen in 2016.
I know.
This kind of...
That's my point.
And these plants, you know, this would be Saturn, was down in there in Spring Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Nissan is in Rutherford County, mm-hmm. and there's a Volkswagen plant in mm-hmm. down in Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. There's like four or five of them mm-hmm. here, and then all the companies that are making the parts mm-hmm. and all that other stuff, those are out in them counties. Mm-hmm. That's what when those people that live in the country now, that's mm-hmm. where they're working at. Mm-hmm. That's where they're working. So you know, to not think that is getting spread out, wrong.
It's hard for me to see it. Alabama, Mississippi,
it's there.
Parts of Kentucky,
it's there.
It's there.
Okay, we're going to put it...
I'm just saying, yeah.
No, because okay. Now, you know I'm going to come back with that.
Okay.
Because it's there. Because I know it's somebody on here distinctly had mentioned when they were talking about placing of... it was manufacturing or something about how the work thing has shifted. Mm-hmm. And that was somewhat of a question or a discussion that, because what you just said, had come up. And the placement... was, as the map I looked at it and it was mm-hmm. drawn out, it looked very much like...
And I know there are factories there.
Them where the,
and I'm not
where
saying that
they're were.
Not. I know what you're saying. I've worked in factories. I've worked at Frigidaire in Springfield. I've worked at Negril Industries in White House, Tennessee. I've worked at State Industries in Ashland City, Tennessee. So I know that there are manufacturing jobs, but I'm talking about some of these major companies.
Well, there's a big Amazon in Wilson County.
Where?
In Lebanon. Because one of my family members was working there. And it's right off of I-40. There's a big Amazon place there.
It just doesn't feel...
It's a distribution.
Okay, it just doesn't seem like...
Well, that's because you need to come board. Out. You need to go around, you know.
Okay.
You need to fly around.
It just seems, yeah. And those companies, and shouts out to those companies, because those companies, you know, when I was trying to get through, you know, earlier in the day, my years, you know, when I was living in Oak Grove, going to White House, Tennessee, that was an hour and something just to go to work at a factory up
right.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Frigidaire, I worked there. And then State Industries, I worked there for you. So I've been to those places, and I'm not saying those places
those
don't have impact.
Well, those would be the red.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what you're describing is the red.
But
there's only two blue spots in the state. That's this one and Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else around you, you're in a sea of red, okay? You need to recognize a sea mm-hmm. of red. It's just, come on. It's real. It's really real. It's really real.
Okay.
Really, really real.
All right.
I ain't making it up.
I know that there's some out there. It just doesn't, maybe because I'm from up north and I'm just used to
Had I not traveled across Mountain City to Memphis as many mm-hmm. times as I have, then chat to mm-hmm. to Clarksville mm-hmm. as many times as I have, mm-hmm. and Diagonal as many times as I have, I couldn't make that statement.
Mm-hmm.
But because I've been there mm-hmm. and dealt with the folks and saw and did the research on the populations, et cetera, and the demo.
Yeah.
I speak from that perspective.
Yeah.
And not from how it looks, but how it really, mm-hmm. honest to God, is.
And I get that. And Hopkinsville, there was a place called Flint Industries where they, you know, did clothes and sold clothes. And so I get that. But it just seems like outside of that, there are no major industries.
You think Kentucky don't sell no liquor?
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Okay.
But everybody's not going to work at a liquor. You know what I'm saying? These 15, these 20, like for instance, because what led this discussion,
this
new job industry that's going to Memphis, those are the things that I'm talking about. These major companies that can, and there are many of them that put their hubs in some of these other states and cities where you don't traditionally see them. And that's sort of the point that I'm trying to make.
Well, I think that the Amazon in downtown Nashville is not traditional.
Yeah.
Because
it's not. That's an exception, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's traditional.
You know, so when they're looking around, I don't see them going to, like, Mississippi. What could an Amazon plant or factory do for the community of a Mississippi economy or Alabama? And that's what I'm saying. Selma, Montgomery, those areas. And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. There are smaller industry jobs there. I get that. But some of these larger companies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe hopefully that's what the future will hold for them.
Yeah. These green, I'm not green, but yeah, these green jobs, this solar technology, all these, some of these other places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, some people don't want solar.
True.
They just want to, you know, and you know, I do. So
I do too.
I'm trying to save some money, honey. That's what's up. I'm trying to save some money. Anyway, we're going to talk just a couple of sentences on this Knoxville piece and then go to your favorite president.
Ooh, President Obama. What's he done lately?
Anyway, let's take a time out and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance. Be sure not to miss WFSK's Artist of the Week. You can win some brand new music and stay up on the latest smooth and contemporary jazz releases. This week's featured artist is saxophonist Jasmine Gent. Her latest release is entitled The Story of Jazz. Tune in during your lunch break to hear some prime cuts from the brand new release, an interview with the artist, plus you can win some brand new music. Music lovers, don't miss WFSK Artist of the Week during the noon hour on Thursdays right here on Jazzy 88, Nashville's Jazz Station. Support for Jazzy 88 WFSK comes from the Tennessee Tribune, bringing you positive, constructive news and information about the African-American community every Thursday. There's a special emphasis on business, sports, education, and entertainment. The Tennessee Tribune covers the political, the spiritual aspects of community awareness, and much more. The Tennessee Tribune, bringing you news you can use. Pick up your copy of the Tennessee Tribune today or visit their website at thetennesseetribune.com. Call their offices at 615-321-3268. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And it is a beautiful morning, first morning of daylight saving time in the city on this March the 10th. And X, what is the time check time, the official time check
time? The official time is 7:44 a.m. Central.
Okay. So if your clock says something different than that and you're in the central zone, you didn't move your stuff up. You didn't do it. Now, I did mention at the beginning of the show that I am giving away. We're going to start this week giving away tickets to see the at the Ryman, the world famous Fisk Jubilee Singers and India Ari, and at the Ryman, it's the March 23rd at 8, and I understand it is an excellent performance that you certainly do not want to miss, and they always have a nice packed house in there for this special affair. And we're going to give you a chance to win a pair here in just a few minutes. And at 8 o'clock, the book, I'm just happy to have him back. He's just a really dynamic Bible study teacher, and that is Fred A. Shireen. He is the author of the series Dynamic Studies, and these dynamic Bible studies has various books of the Bible. He's done quite a few that we just go in depth on. And, you know, I'm going to ask 1,000 questions, and you can as well. And he will be with us, and Fred has been presenting Bible studies for 40 years.
Hmm.
So he's read and studied a bit, I'll say. Now, back to our headlines out of Knoxville. The defense lawyer for a woman convicted of conspiracy in a truck stop rebate scam says she deserves a new trial. The Knoxville News Sentinel reports attorney Benjamin Bernaya filed the appeal this week for former pilot Flying J account representative Heather Jones. Bernaya says recordings played at the trial from a pilot sales conference consist entirely of hateful speech and an offensive song that creates a significant danger of spillover prejudice. He said Jones wasn't there when her bosses played the song. Two others convicted in the scheme have also filed appeals for new trials based on the recordings. Pilot Flying J is controlled by the family of Cleveland Browns owner Jimmy Haslam and former Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam. The Haslams haven't been charged with any wrongdoing. And I know they'll be eternally grateful when that thing is put to bed. Now, let's see. What's he done this weekend? The federal budget deficit is ballooning on President Donald Trump's watch, and few in Washington seem to care. Now, I find that so interesting. Hmm. And the political dynamics that enabled bipartisan deficit-cutting deals decades ago have disappeared. That's the reality that will greet Trump's latest budget, which probably will promptly be shelved after it's received by Congress tomorrow. Trump's plan for the 2020 budget year will propose cuts to many domestic programs, but leave alone Medicare and Social Security. Top lawmakers are pushing for a reprise of prior deals to use spending cuts or new revenues and prop up additional spending, rather than defray deficits that are again approaching $1 trillion. It all has deficit hawks in a very gloomy mood.
I bet.
And gloomy mood, they're not saying anything. Mm-mm. I mean, this was these people have harped for decades on this.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly have been kryptonited.
Oh.
I'm like, what on earth? This is so crazy.
And I think that will be the nail in the coffin for Mitch McConnell and a lot of these other Republicans who have just sort of just given Trump a blank check. That's going to be the thing that really gets them thrown out of office.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I think that it's going to be other things.
Well, yeah, I know that there are some other things, but when you stand on the merits of legislating, and I look at who has the gavel in the House.
People aren't thinking about that. The deficit hawks are.
They are, but
the average person doesn't think about a $1 trillion debt.
But when Nancy Pelosi,
they think about
the rest
their own
of,
debt.
Exactly, but when Nancy Pelosi and the persons who will be running for president begin to put this in ordinary terms for the ordinary voters, it will make a difference, because with debt, you got to pay it down. Somebody's got to pay it down.
Well, let me say, people are not thinking about
the
planet.
Yes, they are.
Okay, not to the degree that you would think.
I like that candidate who's running on a green platform.
Well, I'm just saying, if there,
yeah.
And that is about our future and our children and all that, okay?
Because here's what's at stake. And if you're a Democrat, I hope you're paying attention. That money's you got to pay it down somewhere. So either mama or granddaddy or whoever going to lose Social Security and Medicare and Affordable Care Act, it's got to be paid down somewhere. Somebody's got to pay for it.
Well, and that's what we've always heard for a long time, and it's stacked all the way up.
So if you like what you had the past 2 years with the all red everything, and you don't come out and vote in 2020...
Well, then guess, it's not on red. Now it's blue.
But that's my point.
Thank God.
If you need to get this thing back on track. Yeah.
Well, that means that the cutting is going to be done. The knife is going to have to come out from the Democrats.
Exactly.
But here's the what ends up always historically happening. Mm-hmm. The
party in charge.
The Republicans will run it up. Uh-huh. Talk about it when the Democrats are in charge, mm-hmm. and then the Democrats will have the duty of having to cut it, and they look like they're the bad guys.
Yeah.
This happens every single time. Mm-hmm. Instead of the people who've been sitting on the sidelines mm-hmm. complaining all this time, and when they get a chance to do something about it, mm-hmm. they go, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. You can tell that with two years of them being in charge.
Yeah.
Now, let me go to Chicago. A sheriff's official... says, oh yeah, it ain't shy at all. A sheriff's official says somebody who did not want to be publicly identified handed a check to the Cook County Clerk's office for the full $161,633 back child support R. Kelly needed to be released from a Chicago jail.
Well,
that must have been a good check, eh? Chief Policy Officer Kara Smith says the person wanted to remain anonymous. The section of the bond slip where a person putting up money writes their name and relationship to the inmate has been left blank. Kelly was released yesterday, 3 days after a judge ordered that he be taken into custody when he was unable to come up with the entire amount he owed. 2 weeks ago, when he was charged with aggravated sexual abuse, he was taken to jail and remained there for a weekend until a 47-year-old suburban Chicago business owner posted his $100,000 bail.
Mm.
What has happened to Kat's money? I mean...
I watched the documentary, and I watched a bunch of other stuff.
Did you watch the Gayle King on Friday night?
I did. And I think
Gayle King is going to push up and be big as Oprah.
Nah.
You watch out now.
Shunee, this is... I think that R. Kelly is going to walk on these charges. After watching all... that I've seen, unless there is a clear smoking gun, and I know Michael Avenatti says...
He's not going to walk on this.
I believe he is.
He's not going to walk on these things.
I believe he is.
I can't see walking.
Because these are not new charges.
May not be, but they going to have to do something to him.
But they are doing something to him. That's what this is all about.
I
just don't see it.
I'm talking about 6 months.
And I'm not saying that he's innocent. So for the people listening, this has got nothing to do with innocence or guilt. This has got nothing to do with that. I just don't see him being convicted on that one tape charge unless it is clear.
Well, these women keep popping up out the book.
But he's not being charged with that. Those are just women coming forward.
When the deck stacks.
But he's not being charged. That's my whole point. And that's the point that he's been making all this time. Is that, okay, he's saying he didn't do it, which...
Time is running out.
But that's the point. But there is no... How do I put it?
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pause you.
Go ahead.
Where is Bill Cosby?
He's in jail.
Okay, now...
But Bill Cosby's in jail because he's on tape admitting that he gave these women this one lady preludes. He's been convicted of, if I'm not mistaken.
But look at
because the judge unsealed the evidence with him admitting to giving a woman the Quaaludes.
It does.
That's what it took.
It certainly seems as though
tis
the season.
Yeah,
but
I get what you're saying. But the other women that came forward were character witnesses that added to the persuasion of his character in doing that. Plus, you had him on tape admitting that was under oath that he had done it. That's what did
squeezed.
Him in.
You know that, right? R. Kelly is getting so squeezed that he's going to crack. I mean, because...
I don't see it.
I do.
I don't.
I definitely do.
I don't see him being convicted on this. I just don't.
I definitely do. Well, okay. Let's say, for example...
Yeah, I'm not saying he's innocent, y'all. I just don't see him being convicted on this because there's no evidence.
Well, see, I'm not there with you.
There's a videotape, but
I'm not there with you.
The person in that tape will have to come to court and will have to testify that's them in that tape. And if this is going the way things have gone before, that person's going to have to take the stand. I'm not talking about all these other
and
women who come
very
forth.
Well may.
That's what it's going to
but
take.
You
that
don't
person.
Know. You do not know. And
they would have to have come to court. Come to now. That's my point.
Okay. You have donors.
Yes, I do.
Right. Let's say, for example, a 52-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
Was messing around
mm-hmm.
with one of your
mm-hmm.
young ones.
That's right.
How?
I would have done what? let me tell you something. I would not be the way these fathers are acting on TV.
Yeah.
That's the point I'm trying to make. I wouldn't be sitting there and one of the guy who said that his daughter's living with R. Kelly. He said, well, R. Kelly said that you just out for money. And then he turns to the camera and says, really? Really? I mean, I'm sorry. I would have to be a little more.
There wasn't much reaction from him.
Like, yeah, or the other one.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that R. Kelly's innocent. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that I've looked at everything. I've actually listened to what he's actually said, and it makes sense.
Well, however, I will say
mm-hmm.
that this is not the first old man, mm-hmm. young girl scandal
no.
in this country.
No.
Y'all know Elvis.
No. Yeah,
and
so where's the Elvis
you know
story?
All the other stuff.
They did Michael Jackson. Where's the Elvis story?
I mean,
where's, yeah.
It's not like
that's
the first time. It's not
that's
like the
I'm
first
saying.
Time.
So, yeah. I'm
but,
not
I mean,
that the
because
yeah.
he's on, he's a leading news,
yeah.
the breaking
yeah.
news on everything
yeah.
now.
A lot of money has been exchanged, but, you know, a lot of non-disclosures,
people,
a lot of people have gotten paid, and so,
well,
yeah.
and I'll say this,
mm-hmm.
people are talking about him that never even knew he existed.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm just saying,
yeah.
because of that Blair, that spotlight,
uh-huh.
speaking of spotlight
yeah.
and Blair, let me go to Jussie Smollett. A grand jury's 16-count indictment announced Friday against Jussie Smollett might be the result of prosecutors looking to charge the Empire actor for individual lies they contend he told about the nights he says he was attacked by two masked men. The reasons are not explained in the indictment, but legal experts say prosecutors sought indictments on individual details. Smollett provided police after he reported being the victim of a racially charged and homophobic attack. Former state appellate judge David Erickson says prosecutors might be trying to protect their case in the event a jury or judge doesn't believe all the allegations. Prominent Chicago attorney Terry Sullivan says the 16 counts may be a signal of just how angry prosecutors and police are at Smollett. Well, he gets 16 and what's
wow.
the name? Get Manafort gets a slap
see,
on
you,
the
you
wrist.
You missed that story.
I'm like,
come
what
on.
I know? What?
Talk about white collar crime. You know what I'm saying? There's dudes who
he
for smoking
only hurt
weed.
Himself.
There's dudes who doing more time for smoking weed than this man got for all the stuff
about
he
a
did.
Slice of
That's
bread.
Crazy.
I mean, come on, people in prison for a slice of bread.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This this cat, he hurt himself.
Yeah.
And I am like, this is the height of somebody who needs help. You know, he's hollering out like crazy. And he got a nice family. He has
Yes.
Had you seen, I know I didn't hallucinate this. You probably don't watch the cooking shows.
Not all of them.
Your wife might. I thought it was the Smollett's that had a cooking show.
Hmm.
And, because he got sisters and brothers, you know.
Okay.
And, I think one of his brothers is a chef or something.
Okay.
But they all were cooking. And
they might be.
And they seem like a nice crew. You know, real nice family,
yeah.
family style family.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Dude had a lot going on.
Yeah, he just got caught up.
Yeah, he did.
He just got caught up.
Season 12 of Empire on himself.
Yeah.
oh my God. But I mean, you know, that kind of stuff right there is what's taking up all the headlines, unfortunately. Anyway, we have, let me give away my tickets. Oh my.
That's right.
Oh. Don't not do that. We have a pair of tickets for you to see the world famous Piss Jubilee Singers. And this is a special performance. India Ari is as part of this lovely evening at the Ryman. It is coming up on Saturday, March 23rd at 8 p.m. And I want to send you and a friend or you and Boo or whoever to see the world famous Piss Jubilee Singers with India Ari. And or India Ari with the world famous Piss Jubilee Singers, however it is on the poster. this is a big affair, Saturday, March 23rd at the Ryman Auditorium, starting at 8 o'clock. Our number for this tickets for this lovely evening are 615-329-8810, 615-329-8810, 615-329-8810. Now we're going to take this time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
88.1 WFSK-FM, Fisk University, Nashville.